River Boy, written by Tim Bowler and read by Imogen Church.
All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Unto the place from whence the rivers come, thither they return again. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 7. Chapter 1. It didn't start with the River Boy. It started, as so many things started, with Grandpa, and with swimming. It was only later, when she came to think things over, that she realised that, in a strange way, the River Boy had been part of her all along, like the figment of a dream. And the dream was her life. 9:30 in the morning, and the pool was crowded already. That was the downside to summer holidays, especially hot ones like this. But she knew she shouldn't grumble. She'd been here since 6:30, together with the usual hardcore of serious swimmers, and she'd managed a leisurely 4 miles without interruption. But she did grumble. The mere sight of all these people flopping in like lemmings made her want to shout with frustration. She wasn't ready to stop yet, not by a long way. She had energy left, and she wanted to use it. She stuck to her lane, doggedly ploughing length after length, trying to ignore the splash of other swimmers. Sometimes she'd found that if she just forced herself to keep on swimming up and down her lane without stopping or swerving, the other users of the pool seemed, by some collective telepathy, to accept that space as hers and leave it to her. But that wouldn't work today. They seemed to be jumping in by the score. Another quarter of an hour, and it would be unbearable. She locked into her stroke and drove herself on, her breath beating its practiced rhythm in time with the strokes, as even as the chime of a clock. In for a gulp of oxygen, her mouth twisted upwards to snap its life from the air, then face down again, and the long exhalation to a slow, steady count, bubbles teasing her lips like tiny fish. She loved this rhythm. She needed it. It kept her thoughts on track when they started to wander. Sometimes, when things were going well and she was feeling secure in herself and had something pleasant to think about, she was happy to let them wander. But if she was tiring or feeling vulnerable or worrying about Grandpa again, she focused on that rhythm and it settled her, sometimes even when she wasn't swimming. But she was always swimming. She needed to swim. To be deprived of swimming would be like a perverse kind of drowning. She loved the sensation of power and speed, the feeling of glistening in a bed of foam, even the strange isolation of mind in this watery cocoon. Distance swimming was as much about will as about technique, and she knew she was strong in both. All she needed now to set that will alight was a big swimming challenge, something to test herself against, something she could one day be proud of. She heard Grandpa's voice calling her.
"Keep going, Jess!"
She glanced up at him as she flashed by and smiled to herself. She knew what "keep going" meant. Dear old Grandpa. He'd only been here 20 minutes and he was bored already. He ought to know by now that he could never fool her of all people. His concentration span had always been short, except when he was painting, and his temper shorter still. Yet for some reason, he always liked to come and watch her swimming. She reached the far end of the pool, turned and kicked off the wall, and looked for Grandpa again. He'd wandered round to the shallow end and was standing there watching some children. He was ready to go, but maybe she could squeeze in a couple more lengths to finish off. She plunged down towards him, feeling for some reason slightly apprehensive,